to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Our show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, luxury vacation rental cottages. And the show is also brought to you by Global Sun and Fun Travel Agency. Now, we are talking about our year in review, and I have sitting in with me today my usual road buddies, Doc Bill and Ida, and also a very special treat, we have Olivia Varnson, who's sitting in with us as well. She's our intern, and you may not have heard a lot about her, but she does a lot for the show behind the scenes, so she's sitting in with us today. Now, we've each shared our highlight for our year in review, except for Joe Williams, who is the producer of the show. And Joe's also one of my favorite buddies. And I have to ask you, Joe, because you've sat there producing the show throughout the year and making everything just seem like magic, you know, for us. So what has been your favorite show? Do you have one?
Thanks for letting me sit in. It's been a blast. I mean, it's really been a lot of fun. You know, you did, and I think that shows the wealth of the travel show, the breadth and the deepness of the show. You did one on mission travels, and
yes.
I just thought that was great. And the Anna Post show. Those were two great shows. So those were my favorites.
Well, the mission show was great because, I mean, it really showed a different side of travel. Because for people to go and do work where they're helping people, you know, improve their lives and be more, you know, productive and happy with their lives, you know, that's just a great way also to travel. So I think our guests really highlighted a lot of opportunities for our listeners to really get involved and do those kind of things. And Anna Post, absolutely, the great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post, and her travel etiquette tips were really great. And I had a few of my own that I needed to ask her about to make sure that when I'm flying around and traveling that I'm not, you know, getting people mad because I'm taking the armrests or putting my bags in the wrong overhead compartment. Right, Bill?
That's right.
That is one of my pet peeves.
Well, mine was always that center seat. What rights do I have? I'm in the middle.
Right. There should be some rights. There should be like a, you know, bill of rights right there.
Or the center seat.
In front of that center seat. So we have no problem with that. Now, anyone else have a highlight that they want to talk about before we...
Well, Nita, one other show, and as I said, they were all great, but I love the travel app show because with as much traveling as we do and as our listeners do, the apps are just so helpful. Now, the ones I really like are the ones that will help you when you're in foreign territories. And there are a couple that I thought were just exceptional. There's a HEP call. If you're in an international destination, it will let you know where the closest police station is, where the closest hospital is. And those are things that are just very helpful to our listeners when they're traveling.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. I mean, those apps, there's so many of them. And I really would encourage listeners to really check out those travel apps because there's one that I use a lot called TripCase that
I really like that.
Because it also lets you know, it alerts you to any flight delays, gate changes, all of those things. So it's really, really great where you're not trying to run around and check that, you know, big screen there in the airport, you know, to see if there have been any changes. You know, you can get it right there on your smartphone.
Oh,
so those apps
great.
Are great. So there's an app for that.
I love that.
I love saying that. So if Dr. Bill, any other comments on favorite shows or highlights?
Well, we talked a lot about, again, Sapelo Island, which you mentioned before. That was good. And also the travels around the Caribbean. And Aruba, that was also a great show. And it was a great contest. And I think that was a nice outcome with that show.
Yeah, that was a great contest.
Can I mention any show that Doc Bill brought food in to make the show work well? Is that good too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we love when Doc Bill brings food in. As a matter of fact, I think maybe each show we need to put in a request for something that relates to the destination or the topic.
Well, usually he does. Remember the Barramundi he brought in for the Australia show?
Yeah, because Jeff was even surprised we had Barramundi in the studio.
I know. He wanted to be here.
He did. We were ready to put him on a private plane and fly him over here just to have some Barramundi with us. But, you know, this year has been great. But, you know, 2014, I think, is really, really going to be another great year for us. A lot of great destinations to cover. Really great guests to have on the show. But, you know, there are predictions also, too, about travel for 2014. And I'm just curious if you all have run across any predictions that you've read or maybe you have some of your own that you think, you know, for the travel industry, not just destinations, but just the travel industry in general. Dr. Bill?
Well, food has become more and more of a central topic. So the whole idea of culinary travel has become a new, very popular topic. And you see more and more things set up around that. But to summarize it briefly, there are two things you have to distinguish. One is the food, and I mean the food where the food is grown, the raw food product. And the other thing is when that raw food product is taken and brought to its height of culinary expertise, which would be the restaurants and the small shops and markets with that. And sometimes these places come together and the place where the food is produced also has the best restaurants, and sometimes they're separate. So when you do culinary travel, you have to understand which of these destinations I want to go to, and do I want to go to the places where they're both united. But when you think of the food centers around the world, I said, you think of Peru, think of the Oaxacan area of Mexico, think of the Middle East, and think of Europe, particularly Italy and France. Within these areas there, you can have the food produced, but sometimes the food where it's produced, the sites where it's actually put together in the restaurants may be different. So you think of your food cities, places like Paris, Vietnam, Hanoi, you know, those places to think about, Barcelona, Spain, Tokyo. So these are places to think about. And so when you think of culinary travel, there are a lot of great places, a lot of great foods, but then you also have to ask yourself the question, do I want to go where the food is actually produced, or do I want to go to the place where that food is taken and then put in a amount of restaurants and markets? Usually they'll correlate, but sometimes they won't. And sometimes you just want to see the raw product. You want to go where the fish markets are. You want to go where the farms are at. But anyway, you know, you make a choice, and sometimes you can do both.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, too, about, you know, where the food is produced and grown, because that's a whole nother side of travel that I think we should look at for 2014 to maybe do a show and do a little bit of research on. And that is people who travel to work on farms and to, you know, work on some of these places where they're doing organic farming. They go purposefully to grow and to participate
exactly.
In that.
Some people go and take food courses. There are places you can go to. You can go to Tuscany and take courses in how to prepare the food at some of the best restaurants and some of the schools.
Oh, I think a Tuscan food tour would be just wonderful.
Oh, put my name down.
Definitely put my name down for that one, too.
Joel said put his name down, too. we're taking him.
We'll just take the whole travel bag senior. We'll all go. But now, one of the shows that we did also, too, with Aruba, remember we talked quite a bit about the food there, as well as Dubai, because I heard you mention the Middle East.
Right.
I mean, when I was in Dubai, I mean, I just literally ate my way through that, you know, that city, because there was so much great food and so fresh there. So Dubai, I mean, it's certainly a place where, you know, we would definitely encourage. And I know, I think you had a tour that you told our listeners about, would be a great place to go for the culinary traveler.
River cruises are becoming pretty much a lot of them localized around food, because food has to move from the inland areas to the coast. And a lot of times it's always been the river that provided that. So you'll see a lot of the culinary tours, you know, you're seeing more and more of the river tours really highlighting the foods in the markets.
But, you know, just the ongoing obsession, I think, too, that, you know, people have with finding things that are authentic, I think will really push the culinary travel. And also, too, in terms of the travel industry, you're starting to see a lot of courses and a lot of webinars and things like that for the travel agent to learn more about culinary travel and culinary tours. So once that starts happening, you're going to have the travel agents that are really going to be pushing that. And I think you're going to start seeing more opportunities for really structured tours around culinary travel. So I think our listeners should really be on the lookout for that. I think culinary travel is going to be huge in 2014.
It's going to be huge. And remember, Georgia, we have a lot of good natural ingredients on the Georgia coast. We got a shrimping fleet down there. We have a boat fleet for fish. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of shellfish and shellfish farms, and we're starting to get some organic farms on there. So again, the Sapelo Island Birdhouse website's a good place to see some of the places and farms where this stuff is produced in its raw state, and it's very fresh. And good cooking doesn't require much mixing of ingredients, just good fresh ingredients, little seasoning, and you've got great food.
That sounds great. That really sounds great. Now, I know we have some other predictions, and I know we're coming down on the clock, but just quickly, because when we come back, Olivia, I'm going to let you go more into detail, but do you have any predictions for 2014?
Sports-related, yes. It's going to be
sports-related travel.
Great year. We've got the World Cup, the Winter Olympics, and the usual suspects, the BCS game, March Madness, etc.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so lots of sports travel. And, you know, people do travel for sports. And I wonder if, you know, sometimes we don't really think about that we're traveling per se. We're just going to the game. But that's part of travel as well. So let's delve a little deeper into that when we come back. This is Travel Bags on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. WDUN. Back in a minute.